He used to eat from the fruits that fell down under a tree on Shabbos. Now we are not sure whether these pears came down Erev Shabbos, or the pears came down, fell off on Shabbos, then it would be Yosset eat it. So really we hold it's Osset, it's Muksa. But they were Matarit, so therefore the Chum told them it's Osset, the Chum were Moicha B'yodom. And V'noisnin Peya L'yerek, they used to leave over Peya for a field that they grew vegetables on. And the locker is Yepotah from Peya on Yerokas, because the person does not bring them in Lekiyum. You only chayiv on Peya on things that grow, that you could store them and they last a long time. But Yerokas that right away, they used to eat them up right away, Yepotah from Peya. So they used to leave over Peya, and the Neim would come and take it. And Umicho B'yotnechom, the Chom went to stop them, because really they're being over in Aveiro. Because by them leaving over for Peyam, they did not take Trumas Amisus. Pey is potter for Trumas Amisus. So it comes out that Neim would eat this without Trumas Amisus. And really that was Navera. They're not allowed to. So therefore, because really it's not Peyam. So therefore, in these three things, it was Umichu Biyotim Chachom. The Chom stopped him. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonim, learn like this. Shisha Dvorim, six things, also Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did six things. Al Shloisha, on three of these things, Hoiduloi, the Chom agreed him. The Al Shloisha Lo Hoiduloi, three of the things he did, the Chom were against him. They did not agree to what he did. Now, Girer Atzomais Oviv, he dragged along the bones of his father. I mean, after his father was Nifta, was Mace. Al Mita Shechabolam, on a bed made out of rope. In other words, he was not coveted, not give enough respect to his father. Rashi explains that Mishum Kapori wanted to give his father a forgiveness. For like Kivru, he did not bury him bechavod, respectfully, but Dargish Umito, no, in a nice bed. Mevnei Kiddush, he did it because Kiddush Hashem, she is Ganua Roshov, Yasir Roshoim, that he should look like she's lowering down the Roshoim, that people should not want to be a Rosha. The Rashi says his father was a Rosham, that's why he did this, to give his father a forgiveness. And now this was, V'lai Michal, the Chom did not go against him. Second thing he did was, it's mercy like Hoidulah, and the Chom agreed to him. Second thing was, Kitas, Nechash, and Nechashish. He broke down, he crushed the Nechash, Nechashish, the brazen serpent that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and it was still around. And he crushed it down, and Rashi says if he show you Toya Makra, people with Toya that they made it for an Avodah Zorah, they're making mistakes, they're going after the wrong Derek because of that. Voidalo and the Chom agreed him. Third thing was Ginas Sefer Refuas. He had a book of all medicines. So if somebody was sick, they just look at the book and take the medicine and become healed. And he abolished that. He was going to say, hit it. Voidalo and the Chom agreed him. Rashi explains why. Because people were not davening to Hashem, they were not machnir themselves, they just took the refuah and they got well. Therefore, he hid it that people should start to have to better come on to daven to Hashem. So these three things, the Chom agreed him. But the Al Shloish Lo Hoidulo, there were three things that he did to the Chom and did not agree to him. And that's Kitzait Dal Sushal Hechel, he chopped down the doors of the Hechel from the Beis Hamikdash. He took down the doors. He cut off the doors of the Beis Hamikdash, and Vishigron Lemelech Asher, and he sent them to the king of Asher, and Lohidloi, the Chom did not agree to him. And he did it to give Sheikhla, to give him a bribe, that he should leave them alone, and it was not nice to do such a thing like this, to take off the doors of the Beis Hamikdash. Lohidloi, the Chom did not agree to him. Secondly, he did was Sosa Megichon, he closed up the waters of Gichon Elyon on the upper part of Gichon, and Lohidlo the Chom did not agree to him. Also, we did this in order that the Melech Asher should not want to come into the city to drink water. So that's why he closed up the waters. But he did something wrong because he should have rather been davening to Hashem and talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the third thing was Ibar Nisan Benisan. They came already Chodesh Nisan. And then he was Ma'abir this month, and instead of making it to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he made him to Adar Sheni. And that's Lohidloi, the Chom did not agree to him, Lohidloi. But the locker is, you have to make an Ibur, you have to make the extra month, be Kaverit during Adar Rishon. You have to be kaveya during the first month of Adar that the next month is going to be another sheni. But once you already made it for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then you're not allowed to be ma'abur anymore to make the extra month into Adar, and to make another month, you're not allowed to do it. His reason was, Rashi says, because the people were tummy then, and if we would have made like Nisan now and become Pesach soon, they would not be tor in order to bring the Korban Pesach. So he wanted to push it off another month. But it was wrong what he did, because that's the lochom. Once it becomes Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to make it an Ibayor anymore. Now, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the three things Anshi Richa did, first of all, was Makivin, the Kolom Kolayim. They were grafting palm trees the whole day. Heichiyad, how did they do this? Omri of Yehuda, Maisi Asadara. What they did was they brought a fresh Hadas, a fresh myrtle, Veshichu the Daphna, and they brought this type of beer that comes from the tree Daphna, type of the juice of this tree Daphna, the Kimcha de Sari, and barley flour, the Romi Bemono that was put into a vessel, the Leichal Filei Aboyim Yermi, didn't pass by yet 40 days since they made this flour, this barley flour. And then they boiled them all together, and they would inject this into the heart of the palm tree. Ladikla Beliber, in the heart of the palm tree. That would make the palm tree go very, very strong, very big. And therefore what happened was, Behold the Koi Barboy Amatidei, any other tree that was in four Amis of this tree that had this injection of this type of Seif, Ilay Avdi Lehokha, they did not do it to the next tree, Savoyli out, they would dry up right away. Because the other trees became so strong and took up such all the nourishment of the ground that another tree that did not have this injection would dry up right away. So that's what it means. They were grafting on Erev Pesach. And the Chum were not Meicha, Mashmi, not supposed to do it, but they did not protest against them. Rav Acha Brei the Rav Omar, what they did was Manchi Kufra Dichra Bilinik Vusa. What they did was they took a male branch and they grafted it on to a female palm tree. That's what they did, real grafting. Manchi Kufra Dichra took it out from a male branch, the Nekvusa, and to a female. So they did grafting, that's what they did. And we said, they must have did it because they held it was like a Dovra Ovud, but really, it wasn't, you're not supposed to do it. Shasachomim were not Moicha. Then it says the Mishnah of the Korchene Shema. They would wrap together the Shema. What does that mean? How did they do? What did they do wrong? Even though the Chum were not Moicha. So Omar Rav Yehuda, Oimrim Shema Yisrael Shabbatim Hashem Nachod, Lo Hoyu Masikin. They said the first pasuk is Shema, and they did not stop. They were not Masikin. So Rashi said Lo Hoyu Masikin. The problem was between the word Echod and Vihafto. Was even though you're supposed to be Marech Bi Echod, or Lahafsik Ben Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Ledvar Machirim. And the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echod, that will mekabel upon itself the Yom Mavah Shemayim, that Hashem is Hashem and He's Echod, and He's supposed to stop after that. And the next pasuk, like V'yahavta, that's already a tzavur, that's already another mitzvah V'yahavta. So He's supposed to stop after you said the first pasuk before you start V'yahavta, and they did not stop. So that's what they were doing wrong. Just the Chum did not stop them, did not protest against them. Rav Amar Masikin already know they used to stop. They stopped after Shema before they started Yehavto. Ela Shoyimrim Hayoyim Al Lubavecha. Shonochim Mitzavecha Hayoyim Al Lubavecha. They said it straight, Hayoyim Al Lubavecha. And really we're supposed to stop. We're supposed to say, Ashonochim Mitzavecha Hayoyim, and stop a little bit. And then say Al Lubavecha. Because if you say it together, the Gemara says, the Mashmah, it implies, Hayoyim Al Lubavecha. Today the mitzvahs will be upon my heart. But v'loy mocher al lavecha, but not tomorrow. Tomorrow they will not be upon my heart. And that's not right. Supposed to do the mitzvahs every day. So if we're supposed to say, Hashem anochi mitzavecha hayoyim, and stop a little bit, and then say al lavecha. The Yatzan Rabban was in a brace like this. Ketzad hoyu korchin eshma. What exactly did they do wrong when the Mishnah says they were korchin, they wrapped together the Shema? So like this. Oimrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Akenu. Hashem Echod, Flohoyu Masikin, Divir Rabbi Meir, these words of Rabbi Meir. We had before, they were not master, they did not stop, but rather, right after Shema, rather they went to say, V'yahavta, they did not wait to Mkabel or Mach HaShemayim. We have Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says, "Masik it how you know they used to stop after Shemal before they said v'yohafto." Hello, shdehoy yomim bor sheng v'yom machusin olam v'ed. They did not say it. So Rashi says the korchin means kolaymar shoyim medabkin kol hakriya k'moishi. They read it the way we have it. Shema and then v'yohafto. And they were not meisa. They did not add anything in like we do. They did not say baruch shem. Now the Gemara says, "Yanan bayos, my time amrin lei. How come we say baruch shem? Why do we add in after we say shema? We say baruch shem kvar machusel olam v'ed." So Gemara says, "Kiderish, kiderish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish." That the Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Lakish says, the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yaakov al bonov, vayomer hayosva ve'vagidu lachem." That Yaakov, before he was nift, before he was mace, he told his children, "Come and I'll tell you what's going to be." So it says that Bikesh Yaakov Lagalos Labonov Keitz Hayomin. Yaakov wanted to tell his children when the ends of the days will be. Pashin means when Mashiach will come, when will be the Seif. Rashi says the Keitz Hayomin means Sheyachzu Yemina Lefonov, that a right will come in front of you. Shashiv Ochro Yemina Mitayoyev, the right now enemies are right here like it's in the back because of our enemies. Kids, when will Klaius will be Mizgaber, will be the rulers like. But when Nistalkin and Menu Shrina, the Shrina went away from Yaakov Avinu, and therefore he did not tell his children when the end would be. Amar, so Yaakov said to himself, Shema may be Chas V'Sholom, Yesh Be Mitos Tipsu, maybe like from my dead, means one of my children's are not Tzadikim, are not doing righteous, but rather their Psul are doing Rishis. Doing something bad. Ki Avram, like Avram Avinu, Shiyotu Menu Yishmael, one of his chosen was Yishmael, he was Possel. The Avi, and my father Yitzchak, Yaakov said about his father Yitzchak, Shiyotu Menu Esav, he had a brother Esav, there was Esav Arosha. His Omru Leibon of all 12 Shvatim said back to Yaakov, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekem Hashem Echad. That Omru, they said like this, Kishem Shem Belibcho Elo Echad, just like by you, our father Yaakov Avinu, by you for sure Hashem is only one Hashem, Yom Yachad Hashem. Kach ein b'libeinu v'alech, with the same thing in our hearts also, we're only over one Hashem, like we're all makabal, all makashemayim. So b'yos Yeshua at that time, Posach Yaakov Avinu opened up and said, v'yama boruch shem k'vayim achus et lomu v'yot. He said this memra, he said this thing of Shema, of boruch shem. But to say he was happy, like to hear, that all his children will be over Hashem. So why did the Shekhinah go away? Stam, it was the Rotson of Hashem that he should not uncover, not tell his children when the end would be. So Amri Rabbon, the Rabbon said like this. Now let's see. Hechi Nevin, what should we do? Namru, should we say it? Should we say Baruch Shem? The same way we say Shema out loud. Lo Yamru Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't say that loud. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it, so how could we say it? Lo Namru, maybe we should not say it. Or Mru Yaakov, Yaakov Rabbeinu did say it, so what should we do? Is a scheme of the Mena Takono, Shiwaimrim Oysa Bechashoy, we should say it quietly. Like we do it now, we say Shema loud, and then Baruch Hashem we say quietly, and then we say V'yahafto. Omer Yitzhak Yitzhak says that Amri Devei Rab Amri Vami, by the Besamedish Rami they said over, Amri Devei Rab Ami, in the Besamedish Rami they said over, that Moshe's example, Lebas Melech, to the daughter of a king, Sherechu Tzikta Kedera, she smelled a good food, like the cook was cooking up good food, and she smelled it, and she had a tremendous desire to eat from it. So she felt bad, what could she do now? Im toimish, she's going to say, give me, let me eat from it now. Yesh la ganai, it's embarrassing, so she can't hold the sun back, she has to eat right now. Loitam, if she should not ask for it now, yesh la tzash, do not pain from this. So what happened was, his chilu avder, the cook there, he himself, lovi v'chashoi, he himself saw what was happening, and he himself went and brought her, gave her tea from this dish, quietly. That's how much her also. We chop her in quietly, and we also say the sweet thing of Baruch Shem Kvei Machus El Olam V'ed. Omer Rav Avua. Rav Avua says, Heskinu Shioimru Moisa B'Korom. That really that the corner was, he's supposed to say Baruch Shem at loud, B'Korom with a loud voice. Mevnei Taruma Saminim. Because otherwise the minim is the people that want to look and get us and say we're doing wrong, they're going to have complaints as if to say, look at the Jews, they're mumbling other words. I mean, they're not only saying Hashem Echad, but they're accepting other gods also. So therefore they should not have terumas complaints against us, we should say Baruch Shem out loud. the leke minim. There was no minim on hashta until then. Is arm lebechashoy. They know. They said it low, like our minig is now that we say baruch shem low. The only time we say that loud is only on Yom Kippur. Turn about it. Learn like this. She should dvorim also on shirichai. It says the Mishnah like there's a tesefta though. Six things on shiricha did. Shloisha brots and chachamim. Three of them were done. Brots and chachamim were happy with it. Brots and chachamim. Ushloisha shloi brots and chachamim. Three were done, but not with the will of the chachamim. This is a little bit different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just says that they were not moicha, they were moicha. But mashm, all six were not done with their brots and with their will. Here it says no. The first three was done even with the will. Mashm, they consented. They said it's okay. The chachamim. And the other three was done shle b'rotzen. The elu, these are b'rotzen, were done with the rotzen, with the consent of the chamin. That the makiv and the kolam kolayim used to graft these palm trees the old day of Erev Pesach. The korchin is shema, and they would wrap together the shema, like we just learned. They would say shema together, without the stops, without the breaks. And the kotzen of ne'yomer, and they would cut down the tua from the heminim before the yomer. That's okay, that you're allowed to do. But the elu, these are the three things, shaloi brotzen chachamim, what they did was not with the will of the chachamim. And that's goitshin of neyomer. Not only did they cut down the wheat, or the barley, but they also piled it together, they worked with it. And that the chachamim did not want you to do, because you're afraid you may come to eat it. And before the eimer, it's chodesh, it's also to eat it. Or parts and parotas used to break through openings, began the same in their gardens, or the same in their orchards, Lahachil, in order to feed, Nesher means the Paris that fell down by itself, even on Yom Tif or Shabbos. Lianiyim, that the Niyim should be able to come in and eat from those fruits. Bishnei, the Tzurth and Hungry Year. Bishabbos of Yom Tovim, they did this on Shabbos and Yom Tif. And that's not right, like we'll see in the Gemara. It's a Shal of Muksa. That the Paris that come off, fall off the tree, that's Muksa, they can't eat it. Or the third thing was, Umatirin. This was the second thing is Omatiran Gamzu Yishal Hegdish. They were master the new growths that grow up, the new shoots that grow out from a tree of Hegdish. Shel Charuf from a boxer tree, Vishal Shikma from a sycamore tree. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. That he was gurious again that three things the Chama were masking that said it's okay, and three things that said no, it's not okay. Omler of Yudav Yudi says, in Barasa Chamoyuaisin, if they did it with the will of the Chachamim, then if so, Koladam Oisim Kain, everybody should do this way. Like the Mir Tesach, how could you say they were grafting Erev Pesach the whole day, or they said Shema B'Korchem together, how come we don't do it that way? Ela rather, Reb Yudah learns, Elu V'Elu Shlur Barasa Chamim. No, all six of these things were done without the will of the Chachamim. For you. But rather, just like this though, but Hoyuaisin. But our shloisha, but on three of them, michu b'yom nechom, stopped them and protested against them. The our shloisha, three of them, loy michu b'yom nechom, did not stop, not protest them. Like I said, like we have the gifts in our Mishnah. Now the elu, these are the things shloy michu b'yodem, that the chom did not protest and stop them. Even though what they were doing was not being done b'rotz, and the chom did not want them to do it. If you would ask them, the chom would say, "Do not do it." Just now that they were doing it, they did not make a protest, they did not stop them. And that's Makiv and the Kolam Kolayim, that they were grafting these palm trees the whole day of Erev Pesach. For Korchin and Shema, they said Shema together without making the stops in between, or without saying Baruch Shem. For Koitzrin, Vigoitzin of Neyoyim, they did two things. Not only did they cut down the wheat and barley, but they also piled it up, made a goydish out of it. And that's also in Midrabah, that you should not do. But they did not stop them. But v'elu, these three things, shemichu b'yodem, these three things, they did stop them, they made a protest. And that's on that the Anshei Yericho was matirin gamziru shel hegdish, that they said you're allowed to have enjoyment from the shoots, the growths, that come out of a tree that was hegdish, shechruv, a boxer tree, v'shal shikma, or sycamore tree. And secondly, your parts and parts that used to make openings, they got the same in their gardens, or the same in their orchards, lahachil, to feed nesher, the Paris that fall off on Shabbos and Yom Tov, lani, and to the poor people, b'shabbos of Yom Tovim, b'shnei b'tzeiris, on a hungry year, even though it was like tztaka, but still, you can't give them an issi, not let them eat, mukse, tzasa, eat from it. And also, noisnin peyeli erik, they used to leave over pey on the fields from the vegetable field, and of these last three strings, omicha b'yom chom, Chacham said, you're not allowed to do these things on Aveiro. You can't eat from the tree of Hegdish, or you can't leap over Peyek, because you'd be Meichel Daniim then, a Tevel. And Nesha, the parents that fall off, remained Muksa, you're not allowed to eat them. The other word says, the sovereign is sure of you, this says, the sovereign of Yehuda, Ketzira, cutting down the wheat before the Omer, was also being done Shleid Ratz Chacham without the will of Chacham in him. Agrat Nan, we learned, Anchi Yericho, the people from Yericho, that then is Kaitzrim, they have a right to cut down the wheat of Nayomer. And that was done Ratz Chachamim. The Chacham will ask him, like we learned before. The Rashi says, Kloimer, Layek Pipu Chacham, the Chacham will not makbet upon this. The Yisur of the Rice Lekka, there's no Yisur of the Rice. Why? Because Anchi Yericho was the Mokum of place. Shiat Nevihu, you did not bring the Omer from there. And there's the usual son of Nisr the Rabbanon, and the Yisr the Rabbanon, there's not even Nisr Nami lesson, not even Nisr the Rabbanon over here. That what Dimu Oslam Mechem, and they may come to eat from it. Loi Gozru, to a Chodesh, because the Tfuah now is Chodesh, it's before the Omer, and everybody knows that Mibdul B'dilim, and everybody is separated from it. Kulashar, so the whole year. Shena Noi Goysoi, Kol Hashanah, they don't eat from Chodesh the whole year. So therefore, the Ktsira was done for Rosh Chachamim. So how could you be girls this also with Shleib Rosh Chachamim? The Gemara ends off again. The Tnan Anshi Richo Koytzun of Nayoyme Rosh Chachamim, but the Goytzin of Nayoyme Shleib Rosh Chachamim. But the Goytzin that was done Shleib Rosh Chachamim. But on this, Lamichem Biyad Mechom Mechom did not Meicha, they did not stop them. And like the bottom Rashi says, Goytzin Shleib Rosh Chachamim. Why, Kivan, the Leib Seda, since there's no Seda, you're not going to lose out anything here, you're not going to be mastered, that can have a loss, is Gozi here, Rabbanu Melech Zera, Shiyam Tino, wait, Mishum Shemetoyach, Shum Mesaseh, but since you're working with it, we're afraid, Ostil Umech, maybe come teach from it. So therefore, this you're not supposed to do, but, Kitzira, this is Mutter.
So to make piles out of the wheat itself, that the Chum didn't want you. But just to cut it off, that we weren't afraid to come to eat it. So tomorrow, man shamadle, who do we hear from? The Omar, Michu, Voloi Michu, that certain things